Harper Audio presents The Long Snapper, A Second Chance, A Super Bowl, A Lesson for Life by Jeffrey Marks. Read by Jeff Reckner. The poem Focus by Gus Kinchin and the unnamed poem by Trey Junkin are included by permission of the authors. Copyright 2009 by Jeffrey Marks. Production copyright 2009 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. The job is probably the most obscure, and certainly the most unusual, in any of the major professional sports. It requires a big, strong man to submit to a stance that is both awkward and precarious. He is bent forward at the waist, legs apart, arms outstretched. His head is dropped and facing back between his legs. Looking upside down at the world, he grips a prolate spheroid, basically an oblong shape with pointed ends, covered with pebbled leather and adorned with 8 white laces. Most people just call it a football. And the man now holding it, soon to be unleashing the ball on its way to being kicked by another player, is called the long snapper. As soon as he lets loose of the football, he will get clobbered and stepped on and generally abused, all well within the accepted rules of engagement in the National Football League. The NFL employs 32 long snappers at a time, one per team in a limited but vital capacity that represents the evolution of sports into the era of specialized roles. If the long snapper does his job well, he will routinely perform before millions of people without ever being noticed. Total anonymity is considered perfection, and perfection is quite rewarding. In 2003, when our story begins, the average NFL long snapper was paid an annual salary of more than $500,000. He also ate and traveled extremely well, all courtesy of his employer, and the standard pampering and perks certainly did not stop there. But this exalted existence at the highest level of sport can be transformed into sheer agony with such dizzying dispatch. A single mistake at the wrong time.